So I wanted to talk a little bit about video games, more just the, not any specific video game necessarily, but what makes a good video game? Like, what are the, like, for me, it's upgradable components are super important. I like the ability to upgrade what you're doing, your character, your weapons, or to just have upgrades in general. And how do you feel about that? Is that like really important for you, or is that something that you wouldn't even notice?
I mean, it really depends on the game. Some games benefit from that, some don't.
Another aspect for me is the ability to emotionally connect to the characters. I feel like that's really important. If you can't connect to the characters that you're playing, it's like, what's the point?
Oh, I completely disagree.
Really?
Yeah, I'd much rather play a game where I am the character. Like, I don't like to sit through cutscenes anymore. I feel like it's because I'm getting older, but...
Oh, I hate cutscenes.
Yeah, I don't want to just, like, sit there for 30 minutes before the game even starts, and it's, like, in a world, and they explain all the, like, all the just, like, different details about that you could be exploring during the gameplay, but instead you have to learn everything about the universe, and then 45 minutes into the game, there's a game.
I couldn't agree more. I hate cutscenes. I don't even like tutorials in a game. If it's not intuitive enough for you to pick it up as you go, I don't even really want to play it. I mean, it's so boring to just have to sit there. It's like, I just want to play already. But when I was saying the ability to emotionally connect to the characters, I don't mean through cutscenes. I mean, like, you're playing, you're emotionally invested in what's going on. Wouldn't you want to be emotionally invested in what's going on?
No, for that, I usually watch movies or TV shows and stuff. For games, I want to play. And that's changed over the years. Like, I really just want to play a game. I want to be in the action. I want to be fighting or strategizing or puzzle solving or something. I really don't care about connecting to characters specifically.
I want to have a cathartic experience. I want to walk away and feel different emotionally, like I grew even.
Yeah, but I feel like that's better when it's through the gameplay. For example, Portal 2, I felt like the gameplay was a very cathartic experience. I came away from it different just for having played it. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean that's what I mean. I mean through the gameplay.
Okay.
I want to play the game and have a cathartic, I want to feel different emotionally by the end of it. It's like art. I want to witness the art.
Yeah, but I feel like most video game developers really suck at telling a story. And it's... Whoops, yeah. I hit my mic. Shit. And it's not like entirely their fault because they're not, you know, they're not movie studios. They're not television creators. They're not necessarily experts on plot. The point of the game is to game. But I feel like aside from a few titles, no one, I don't know, like how many generic shooters have you heard of where it's like, you know, the resistance against the main legion. And it's yeah. Okay. All right. The guy has a buzz cut, you know, he shoots a lot of guns. Yay. And then there's like plucky anime, you know, like spiky haired protagonists where they do like, I'm going to use my sun slash attack. Ha 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 ha. And that's kind of, you know, they gather up the cute anime babes and they run around the world and that's that. And they're not very good at telling those stories.
You're right.
So I'd much rather watch a movie or watch a TV show in most cases.
You're right. I think that video games should focus on storytelling. And a lot of them don't. It's all about the gameplay and the aspects of that. They're not that in tune with at least what I want out of a video game a lot of the time. I was playing a real life simulator the other day. It was a browser game, not The Sims. But through this game, you're living through different iterations and it speeds up each time because you gain life experience and you're able to do it faster and faster each time and accomplish more. And at the end of it, I said, I need to remember to slow down and sniff the smelly daisies, you know.
That's a weird way of putting it, but sure.
Well, it's artful, you know. I want it to be artful. If I'm playing a video game, I want it to be art. I want to experience the art. If I'm drawing a picture, you know, I want the person to have an emotional experience when they look at the picture. And if I was making a video game, I would want the person to have an emotional experience who plays the video game. I don't know why else you would create than to give somebody an emotional experience.
The only video game I've actually beaten in probably about 3 or 4 years is Super Mario Odyssey.
I've never played it. I haven't played Super Mario since Sunshine.
Because Super Mario Odyssey It has a story, but the story is go rescue the princess. And you can skip the cutscenes, and the cutscenes aren't even that long, and it's all about the gameplay. It, like, the gameplay system is one of the best that I've ever experienced. It's basically, you're familiar with Mario 64 and Sunshine, right?
Yeah.
Well, imagine that you have a cap that you can throw and capture enemies and become those enemies instead.
That's cool. That sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's really cool.
I think that I would like it. I don't really like sitting down for that. I'd rather play computer games, to be honest. I prefer computer games than console games. That's just me.
Well, you can plug your Switch into your computer monitor.
Yeah, that's not really what it's about. It's more like, I want to use my mouse and keyboard. I don't know.
Well, you wouldn't want to use your mouse and keyboard to play Mario Odyssey.
Yeah, that's why I'm not going to play it, probably.
That's a shame.
Yeah, not really. I mean, for me, it's not. There's plenty of games to play.
Yeah, but they're not Mario Odyssey.
Yeah. I don't know. It's okay.
I guess, man.
Don't feel bad for me. I have plenty. I just bought 1,500 games for $5 at itch.io. They're having, did you hear about this, Lars?
No.
For $5, you can get like 1,500 games to support the Black Lives Matter movement. And so they bundled them together, all these indie games. By the time this episode comes out, the bundle's not going to be going on anymore. But
well,
there's a lot of them out there. So if you're listening in the chat. Games. At discord.t1podcast.com, then you would have had this opportunity.
So a lot of video games exist, is what you're saying?
And I bought 1,500 of them. Yeah.
I feel like if you're going to pay $5 for 1,500 games, that's going to include a lot of crap.
I don't know. Probably. Yeah. Probably do some sifting. I have an ad lib video game designer that I've invented that I want to play with you. I want you to answer these questions, and by the end of it, we'll have a video game plot. Would you indulge me?
Okay.
All right. Dear Lars, in this strategy-style video game where the main character is a blurple chicken who crouch rolls for freedom from the invading noun people. From the invading noun people, you must go from level to level crouch rolling in order to save the pizza delivery boy from the pizza delivery girl. Each time you rev, you must start over. Each time you exit, you must skinny dip. Each time you eat rice, you must also drink Jägermeister. Despite the odds, which are 1 in 6, if you make it to the end, you are awarded with sex. If you don't make it to the end successfully, not only are you sexy, you must die dryly. Overall, it's a good exercise in a virtue. Don't mess up. A lot is riding on you to succeed. Sincerely, Lars.
The only thing that was funny about that is being rewarded with sex.
All right. Not bad.
Please, can we move on to anything else at all?
Yeah. What would you like to talk about?
Just anything. Just something a little bit more upbeat.
I came up with the last three things.
I feel like we're flatlining here, and I feel like it's not just because of the show. I feel like it's a problem right now in the world. I was thinking about stuff to talk about on this show today, and honestly, I was like, for hours, I was like, what should we talk about? And in the end, I came up with nothing, because there's nothing happening. There hasn't been anything happening for months. It's been completely dry. It's been completely dead in the world, outside of some protests, which are like the politics of which I don't really want to get into on the show. So it's just like everyone's just been sitting inside all the time, and it's like nothing is happening to comment on at the moment. There's no events happening. Everything's been canceled. Like, the most exciting thing that happens is like maybe going out to eat and getting delivery. Like, there's nothing to do. It's dreadful. It's awful.
I'm bored too.
Yeah.
I think that it is a boring time that we're living in. I cannot wait for society to open back up and I can socialize with people again. And yeah. I think that I'm lucky that I live with my entertaining brother and we just joke around literally all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I have a slightly different take on it. I don't think that we are a commentary podcast where we talk about, well, let me put it this way. As time goes on, it's true that the more you discuss and the more things that happen, the less that there is to discuss over time. If you follow the guideline that, you know, you discuss something once and, you know, mm-hmm. you don't want to discuss things too many times in a row. But I think that events that happen in the world are part of what's out there to discuss, but not all of it. As a personality-based broadcast, we theoretically can discuss anything and project our personalities to make it funny, entertaining, and interesting. So I think the ability to banter plays a huge role. The cadence yeah. in your voice, the words that you select from your repertoire or your word catalog, so to speak, how soothing your voice is to the listeners. You could say almost anything and still have it be wildly entertaining and hilarious if you know how to, I believe. So, but while it's completely valid, the idea of running out of things to discuss, which is something that a lot of content creators struggle with, I think as a personality-based entertainer, we could theoretically go on forever without having anything in particular to discuss, and the rabbit holes and tangents would eventually dictate what we discuss and would, in fact, have an endless amount of things to talk about. That's how I look at it.
It's just tricky right now. And I noticed that this is not the... I noticed this is the case for a lot of content creators. Like, a lot of the shows that I listen to, a lot of the channels that I'm subscribed to, it's like they're really starting to scrape the barrel because, I don't know, I feel like just 3 or 4 months ago, lots of stuff was happening in the world. You always, you know, provide your interesting take on it. And there are things that I'm interested in, but you and I have different interests and stuff, and we can get into philosophy and everything, but there's, I don't know, there's no guarantee that that's always going to be that interesting to the audience, and sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't.
I think we could talk about, like, literally, like, almost nothing and have it be interesting, though, as long as we are willing to play the, you know, improv game of not shutting the person down and always saying yes. Take, for instance, like, a baby rabbit. What do you think of a baby rabbit?
What do you mean, what do I think of a baby rabbit?
Well, what do you think of it? What comes to your mind? What are your emotions when you hear about a baby rabbit? Like, what are your thoughts?
I don't know, Cal State Fullerton?
Yeah, there were baby rabbits at Cal State Fullerton. That is definitely true. They would scurry mm-hmm. from one bush to the next. They would breed like rabbits.
Yeah.
And I think we could spend a long time just talking about baby rabbits, because it's not what we're saying that's interesting to the people. It's the sounds of our voices. People think that we have soothing voices.
I guess, man. I don't know. I feel like I'm just, like, kind of tired at the moment creatively, and it weighs heavily. I really like having all the guests on this show, because every time someone comes on, we can talk about something new, and they have this whole body of content that we can discuss, and we can get into the nuances of, you know, just like how they got to where they are, where they're headed, and kind of talk about the pitfalls of content creation, the upsides and the downsides, you know.
We need a thing. We need, because our thing is that we borrow what they're talking about, and that's like our thing, to talk about them. Mm-hmm. We need our own thing.
Well, do we?
Maybe it could be baby rabbits. We're the baby rabbit podcast.
Well, I think we should keep searching for something.
You don't think that you don't think we've struck gold with the baby rabbit idea?
Nope. Not 200 episodes worth of content in case we run out of guests. No, probably not.
Maybe 50 episodes on the baby rabbit.
Maybe like 0.2.
That's like 40 minutes of, no, that's like 20 minutes.
Yeah, 20 minutes of
that's optimistic.
It is optimistic that we can talk about baby rabbits for 20 minutes and have it still be interesting. That's true.
Honestly, I think we could talk forever about anything and have it be interesting.
I don't know.
I mean, not literally forever on anything, but, you know, you get what I'm saying.
I feel like content creation is in a weird place at the moment. And I think that that's kind of an extension of just kind of how the world is at the moment. Like, our predicament is the same as anyone's predicament, which is that for the most part, they've been left at home. A lot of places are starting mm-hmm. to kind of get back to it now, which is nice.
Well,
but there's a lot of restrictions on it and everything.
Nice in one sense of the, it's not nice in the number of people that are going to die because of it.
That's the thing.
Too soon.
It's like, it's so awkward of a situation because people need to make money, but people also need to not die. And those two are like, they've never been in such direct conflict in the modern era of humanity. It's so awful for people right now because they have to choose between their safety and their safety in different ways. It sucks.
Well, I mean, there's an easy solution.
kill all everyone and then just restart the species? What do you mean?
No, just have the government give people money while we wait for the economy to start back up.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, I mean, that's the obvious solution.
Well, whether I agree or disagree, let's not get into that, but
well,
yeah, there are things we can do, but the people in power don't really want to do them.
No, that's really the problem with the current systems that we have in place. I would prefer more of a humanistic approach that doesn't force people to be at odds with whether or not they have to go to work to, you know, make money, but risk dying. I think that that's a symptom of a broken system.
I'm just really concerned right now because the one undeniable problem with the protests is we're going to get a second wave that's going to hit the world like a truck. And
yeah,
because there's no way to effectively protest if you're following social guidelines in terms of distancing.
You're right.
And stuff
it
like
is
that.
Bittersweet.
Yeah,
it is definitely bittersweet because we're closer now than we've ever been to having this revolution. We're in the midst of a revolution, a social movement, the largest of which we've ever seen in the whole world. And it's not a convenient time, but it never is. So it's very bittersweet. Like, I'm glad that people are waking up to the realities of the way that things are and demanding change. And it sucks that there's a pandemic going on at the same time.
Yeah, a lot of awkward intersections of problems that people are having at the moment that are so 2020. I feel like this year is going to go down in the record books as just like the worst, maybe not the worst of all time, but the worst of people in this generation. And I can't imagine. I almost don't want to curse it by saying like I can't imagine anything worse because, you know,
well,
what if the murder hornets actually start coming out and killing everyone at that point? What if Mars actually has aliens and they don't like us?
You're right. Speaking of which, isn't it funny that like a couple months ago, the government basically admitted that UFOs are real and they have video footage of them and they're studying them?
Okay.
And pilots.
And then. Kinda.
They announced
the clickbait title.
No.
The non-clickbait truth of that show was that they admitted that there was an unidentified object, that our government couldn't identify it.
And which broke the laws of physics.
That citation needed on that. Do you have anything to back that one up? Because you can't break the laws of physics. That's not how it works.
Let's just move on. I wasn't prepared to talk about that. That was just off the cuff.
Okay.
The aliens are coming, Lars. But I'm not an alien.
So how would you know?
So I wanted to... I have a story. I have a something interesting that happened while I was standing up for social justice. And let me preface this by saying that standing up for what you believe in is extremely important today more than ever. So this story took place over the past few days on a popular video game themed message board. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to share it. I used to post a lot on this message board when I was a kid up until about 10 years ago, and I decided to log back in for the first time in years. I quickly noticed how transphobic the community was, and I wanted to probe further. So I made a topic where I basically created these polls asking specific questions, such as if they see trans women as women, and 55% said no. I asked how many genders there are, either two or not two, and 70% said two. And I asked if they would prefer equality for trans people or $100,000. And I was, you know, I was, that's a lot of money, but it's not like $1 billion. It's not like you can't change the world with it. 70% took the money.
Buddy.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, so to me, I get what you're saying, but I think this is the equivalent of going to a bar in rural Georgia,
mm-hmm.
and asking people who are at the bar, asking gruff males at the bar, if they're Richard Simmons.
What do you mean?
Well, it's because, you know, you go into the field of the situation and you're going to get a certain kind of result. And it's like, yeah,
Why am I gonna...
What did you expect? Did you expect that, like, the 13-year-olds on what I'm assuming are GameFAQs.com are going to have complicated, nuanced opinions on trans rights?
Well, these aren't 13-year-olds, Lars. These are... I did another post asking how old people are, and it got a similar number of... These are polls with over 300 responses. And
yeah,
I got another
gamers.
Poll asking... And people... These are people in their late 20s, early 30s to mid-30s.
Joe, have you ever met video gamers before?
Well,
they're awful.
I understand it. I understand it. It's basically Joe asks gamers about trans rights, and it's no surprise.
What do you expect to happen?
It's well, I wasn't expecting.
It's going to be terrible.
I wasn't expecting them to be the, you know, the freedom fight, the freedom, the online freedom fight. All right, so I thought about it. I thought further. About why this is happening. The $100,000 mm-hmm. thing, you know, these are, they could say to themselves, I want money. I need money.
Yeah.
Screw everybody else. And they did.
Well, you're also asking them during a pandemic too. I mean,
no, I know. I mean, there's reasons why, but yeah. Their views on it were pretty transphobic. They were saying trans women are not women. You can call yourself whatever you want, but that there's still, you know, the XY yeah. chromosomes, this and that. So, I mean, I was calling them out on it. I think that's important to call
well,
people
out on
it.
Do you think it's offensive, though, to point out that sex and chromosomes are a thing? I don't understand.
It's offensive when you're using it to invalidate somebody's gender. Yeah, because they were saying that...
Was that the context?
That was the context. Yeah, I mean, they didn't even...
Sure.
They didn't... A lot of these people, they didn't even know the difference between sex and gender. And so it was really an opportunity to...
That's what I'm saying, dude. Like, it's just, it's a bunch of shitheads that are there to talk about Jack and Dexter.
That's all the more reason to have these discussions with people to,
I guess,
know, see if you can educate them. And actually, people said that I was the one who was bigoted, you know, and transphobic, that I'm just trolling. This is my gimmick, that they're entitled to their bigoted positions. And everything else you could think of, the topic actually got taken down. And in the moderation, they said baiting users with a topic like that and then creating another one to gotcha isn't going to fly, because I created another topic that said for a community of self-proclaimed intellectuals, you guys are very transphobic. So, you know, people thought
causing rancor in the community. Yeah, that you. Yeah, I mean, you were baiting.
I
for
definitely
the right cause,
was not
sure,
baiting.
But-
I was
yeah,
asking
I
these.
Think you were.
No, I wasn't. I was asking these honest questions about their views.
I don't know, man. Like, I feel like your time would be better spent maybe on like Facebook or something, where
no.
there's like a larger sample of people to choose from.
Each time I posted these topics asking people their views, I was honestly hoping for the best. I didn't know what was going to happen. I was hoping that there would be more people who would support, you know, trans rights and whatnot. I was surprised, actually, going into it. And then afterwards, I thought about it, and I'm like, that's really not that surprising. I was definitely not baiting people.
I'm not surprised at all, to be honest. Like, I know it's cynical, but I...
Well, looking back at it, I'm not surprised. But at the time, I was actually hoping for the best, and I wasn't baiting people.
It's just like, you know, you think of video gamers forefront of the trans rights movement, probably not. That's all.
Well, that's just, yeah, I mean, that's why we have to have these difficult conversations with people that otherwise wouldn't ever be exposed to these positions. They go their whole lives without ever hearing somebody say that trans women are women. There's more than two genders. That's why now more than ever, it's important to have these conversations and stand up for what you believe in.
I'm not on board with anything you're saying, really. I just find the situation just kind of humorous on the surface, just because it's such a group that's just like, you know how it's like to the point where the N-word is now called the gamer word. It's that kind of group of people that we're talking about. We're not talking about like the brightest intellectuals that graduate from Harvard and have very nuanced, in-depth views on society.
You're right. It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, there were at least a few people trying to understand, you know, what it means to be transgender and genuinely trying to understand, not arguing. One person said all their friends, all their family is homophobic and transphobic. So this message board is the only social media a lot of these people use. So by making that topic, I was able to help at least a couple people become more informed about LGBT issues in the community. And I'm not trying to honk my own horn and say, oh, I was able to make them more informed. I'm saying that because I wasn't even the one informing them. It was other people in the topics, usually. I just kind of sat back, typically. I'm saying that you should stand up for what you believe in today's climate, because there is so much momentum, but there's so much ignorance and hate. And so that's it.
Yeah, I don't think we disagree.
It was kind of, you know, it's kind of funny to think about it. You know, I don't want to name names. It was a popular video game website where people go for frequently asked questions and stuff. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, the audience tried to put that one together.
So,
all right, time to crack open a cold one.
A cold one of water.
Diet Cherry Coke. I'm actually working on that right now since June 1st.
Working on what?
Health.
Oh,
yeah.
Did
you know that diet soda has been extremely poorly treated in public consciousness, and it's actually not that bad for you at all?
I mean, just drinking water is better for you, but I'm not gonna tell you not to drink diet soda. That's up to you.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, if you only eat like a certain unprocessed foods and everything, it's better for you. Yeah, everything can be better. Like, there's a better option for just about everything.
I'm not gonna guilt you into not drinking diet soda. That's so.
It sounds like that's what you're doing, Joe.
Me myself, I only drink water and coffee, and sometimes I drink rum and beer and like this juice that has a lot of sugar in it. It's from Starbucks. It's like a strawberry acai. Sometimes I put gummy bears in it and peanut M&Ms.
Just like, I only drink water and coffee and all these other terrible things for you.
I invented this drink. It starts with a strawberry
acai.
Oh, a strawberry acai. Very sweet blend from Starbucks. Don't ask how I've acquired this drink. Apparently it goes for $40 on eBay.
Purchasing it with money? I'm confused.
No, I didn't exchange money for it. But
you have like a back alley deal with Starbucks for the acai? What are you?
Don't question me on how I acquired the acai.
The fact that you think I have to question you on it at all makes me want to question you on it.
Well, you'll never receive the answer that you're hoping for. You'll only receive answers you're not hoping for.
Just tell me about your drink. Okay.
It's the strawberry acai. You have to water it down because I'm actually not sure. It's a base. I'm actually not sure if you're supposed to use like 1 teaspoon or like 3 ounces. I don't know. So I water it down because it's extremely sweet. Then you put Malibu in it and gummy bears and chocolate, peanut M&Ms. And it's just so good. It tastes like a Cosmopolitan if you've ever had one.
Tastes like a future hangover from what it sounds like.
It gets you high on the sugar and drunk on the alcohol.
So, you die the next day?
No, I just have one drink. I don't like drink several of them. So I haven't had a hangover in so long because I just drink moderately. When I do drink, I just have like one drink. Sometimes I'll have a second drink. Rarely I'll have more than that.
The chat is requesting we talk about PS5, by the way. Uh-huh. Are you up to date on the news for that today?
No, I'm not. You can talk about it, but I won't be able to contribute anything at all.
Oh, there's a lot of exciting stuff happening. Okay, so first of all, the PS5 design was released today, which is hilarious. Can someone post that in the chat, by the way?
So I did see that. It looks like an iMac from 2002.
Yeah, it looks terrible. It looks awful. It looks really outdated. It's kind of funny. A lot of people have been memeing that already today, but there's like a lot of interesting games coming out. Have you played Horizon Zero Dawn?
No.
Oh. Oh, man, that's such a good game. Because there's Horizon 2 coming out. There's Deathloop. Have you played Dishonored?
Nope.
Damn it. I wanted to talk about that, too.
You could talk about it. I can talk about anything.
Well, you'll just smile and nod.
No, I can offer words. I can say words.
Okay, so Deathloop is this game where you start out and you have 8 assassination targets, but the entire city is trying to kill you actively. So you die, and every time you die, you learn a little bit more, and you start over.
That sounds like the kind of game I would be interested in, actually.
Yeah, it looks fantastic. That's actually the only game I'm actually really excited for. There's a new Resident Evil 8. It's a village, like VII, but it's kind of like Village. Like they kind of did it tricky like that.
Hmm.
It looks good. It looks like Resident Evil.
I played Resident Evil. The thing I didn't like about Resident Evil was it was scary. And I played it as a kid, and it was dark.
That's like saying the thing that you didn't like about Mario is the jumping. Like, that's the point.
Yeah.
I get it, but I think that series is not for you at that point.
What? Resident Evil?
Yeah, if you don't like being scared, don't play it.
Well, I was a little kid last time I played it. So.
Oh, okay.
Last time I played it, I was like 10 or something.
There's another Hitman coming out, which, oh my god, I'm so excited for it. Because, okay, so the thing about Hitman, are you familiar with how they're doing the Hitman games?
Right now? I've played Hitman, but only briefly.
Okay. So what they do now, ever since 2016, is they release each level episodically. Like, you'll get Sapienza as a location. And it's this huge, sprawling locale with, like, thousands of ways to assassinate your target. And then they'll come up with maybe 5 to 7 other levels, and eventually that'll be called Hitman 1, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll do it again for Hitman 2, but if you buy Hitman 2, all of your Hitman 1 levels come up with it.
Mm.
And they're going to do that with Hitman 3. So all of your other levels come forward with the new updated gameplay mechanics.
So if you buy 1, does it eventually update with 2 and 3?
Yeah, if you buy 1 and then you buy 2... all of your 1 comes with it.
So if you, so you're best off waiting for 3 and then you get 1 and 2 with it, but if you buy 1, you don't get 2 and 3.
No, you have to own the previous games for it to keep coming up.
Oh, I thought you said if you buy 2, it comes with 1.
What does if you already have 1?
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
So what happens if you buy 2 but you don't have 1? You just start at 2?
Yeah, you just start at 2. And you can take those levels with you to 3 and then from there. And each time they keep updating the mechanics to make it like the AI is better. There's more assassination opportunities and everything. It's really cool. Do you like stealth games, Joe?
Yeah. Yep, I actually do.
I think if you gave the new Hitman games a shot, starting with the Hitman from 2016, you might find that's your favorite series.
I've played Hitman briefly. Are they all Mafia games, or is that only like Hitman 1? I'm trying to remember which one I played. I think it was definitely before 2016, so it was probably...
So. None of the newer ones are really about a mafia, per se.
Okay.
They're about an international assassin.
Mm. Do they take place... Do any of them take place in, like, the 40s?
No.
Which one did I play, then? Because it definitely had Hitman in the name, but it was, like, you drive a car, and it was, like, an old car from in New York, I think.
Oh, you're thinking of Simpsons Hit and Run. Okay.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, that's it. That's... No, it was... right. I did play Simpsons Hit and Run.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's cool. Maybe I'll check it out.
There's a new Ratchet and Clank game coming out, which is good news for all of our fans who are Ratchet and Clank fans, but if you didn't play it, then...
That sounds kind of ratchet to me.
Great game series. Incredible game
sounds
series.
A little ratchet.
My Ratchet and Clank 2016, I think it was, is my favorite PS4 game of all time. Just so good.
Yeah, I don't...
Oh, there's a new Dark Soul! They're remaking Demon Souls. Have you ever heard of that?
I've heard of it.
Okay. Well, like I said, there's a lot to discuss, but yeah, if you haven't played the series, they're mostly just new installments of stuff. There's a new Spider-Man with a person of color taking over the role, Miles Morales.
Cool. Video game or movie?
Yeah. Well, Miles Morales was in Enter the Spider-Verse, if you watch that, the movie.
Hold on. Somebody's being noisy outside.
Excuse me, I'm recording a podcast, if you would kindly shut the fuck up.
I wanted to do the gag, but I didn't want to say it loud enough for them to actually hear.
Oh, you want to sound intimidating without actually playing the part?
Without the risk of, I wanted to be all bite, no bark.
Other way around, actually.
All, no bark, all bite?
No, all bark, no bite.
That's what I said.
Like a push comes to shove, you chicken out.
When the shove comes to the push is what I would say. That's how I always said the phrase.
Well, that's video games, and that's the state of the world.
We could run through the Mad Lib again. The same one.
God,
just different answers.
Permission to ban Mad Libs from the show, because they're just like, they're so hit or miss in terms of quality. Like, I feel like the perfect age for a Mad Lib was when I was 5, and I would just write fart in all of them. That was hilarious, because I was 5.
I mean... I thought it turned out okay. I mean, if, you know, your responses were a little on the basic level, but I think I really pulled it off with my
You didn't pull off shit. You pulled up a template from the internet.
No, I came up with that. I didn't take a template from the internet. That was all straight from my noggin.
Nope.
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to talk about maybe some of the people we're having on?
We could mention it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
So next week is Stamper and Kreiberger, which is interesting because we had them on before, but someone forgot to save their audio. And
Who was that?
It was unusable. Kreiberger? I wonder who that was. It definitely wasn't Niall.
Oh, well.
Then the week after that is Verbal Ace, which everyone can't shut up about on the server, which I guess they're excited for.
They're very verbal about that.
Yeah. Yep.
Very vocal.
Then there's Jim from the Pizza Party podcast. Then Dave from Has Been Hotel, one of the writers.
We just had two other people from Has Been Hotel, Ashley Nichols and Michael Kovac.
Yes, we did.
That should be coming out. Well, if you're listening to this, it probably came out like 2 weeks ago.
Then Doplex and Jay Aubrey. Also, yeah. We have a bunch of returning guests like Meriwether, Nick Wolfhard, Asterios Kokonos, and more. So stay tuned for that.
I would like to get Britney Spears on the podcast, but like Britney Spears from 1999, not a modern day Britney Spears. Speechless. Because it was such a good idea. I mean, the joke is obviously that would be impossible. I don't like when you don't say anything. I don't like when you ignore me.
Well, then don't say stuff like that.
I can say whatever I want. It was a funny thing to say. All right.
It was?
Do you have any new recipes that you've tried out lately?
Nah, man.
No?
I'm all tapped out. I'm on restriction mode at the moment. I haven't been making elaborate dishes anymore.
Oh. Wait, why? What restriction mode?
Well, because originally I was going to be on restriction mode for VidCon 2020.
Oh, you're on a diet.
Whoops, that didn't happen.
Yeah.
So now I'm getting ready for VidCon 2021.
I want to go to more conventions like VidCon, Comic-Con.
More as in more than zero?
Yeah. I want to start going to raves and festivals.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been to a rave or a festival, so if you're listening to this and you want to take me out, then let me know, and we can go.
I bet Chad would take you.
I'd be down. Chad, if you're listening to this and you want to go to a festival, let me know.
Okay. All right, do you have anything else you want to talk about, or?
I have a recipe. This is for anyone in the audience who's looking for a new way to eat potatoes.
If it's breakfast beans, I don't think we should give it, Joe.
It's not breakfast beans, but that's a good one, too. You just take beans and you put them on toast.
Let me explain. No, that's not what you do, Joe. You take a small piece of toast and you pour an entire can of beans on top of it. You have no response because where's the lie?
Oh, I thought you were like, I thought there was more. I thought that you were going to keep going.
You use more beans than anyone I've ever seen. You use like the beans of three people.
I use a regular amount of beans.
No, you don't at all.
High in fiber.
It's very, very large.
They're high in protein.
They make you fart.
Yeah, that's great. So here's,
I guess, man.
If you're looking for a new way to eat potatoes, here's what you do. You cut them into fours, maybe eights, and microwave them for 4 minutes. That's going to steam them and make them soft. Then you dice them. Put them into a skillet with oil, and before you put the oil, you let the oil heat up, and you put like your parsley or basil or whatever you want in there, and then you throw in the potatoes. Then you put your seasonings on top, like your garlic salt, garlic powder, onion powder, chili powder, paprika, cayenne, all these things. And every couple minutes, you toss it for 18 minutes total. What that's going to do is it's going to create a nice crust. And at the end of this, you're going to have potatoes O'Brien or a nice breakfast potato. Once you have 6 minutes left on the potatoes, you get eggs going. You cook them at like a very low heat. You let the eggs start to come up naturally and you throw in some tomatoes in the eggs, or you could saute some tomatoes and some mushrooms. And what that's going to do is that's going to allow you to eat those with the potatoes and eggs. And you put that on toast with your can of beans. So that's cooking with Joe.
So basically what you're saying is get your ingredients and cook them.
I just gave a recipe. I'm not That's what I'm saying. Well, that's
you said recipe. A new way to make potatoes. So what differentiates that? Like what's the revolution?
Well, it's not like a brand new way. It's a new way for you if you've never done it that way, for like the listener. It's if you have, then it's not a new way to do it.
Like microwaving them first?
Well, there's that. That softens them up. Yeah, otherwise they're going to be too hard. That's like how you get them. Actually, I've seen that in multiple YouTube videos. If you microwave the potatoes first, it will so sort of soften them up. And that way, when you fry them, they're going to be gooey in the middle, or soft in the middle, and crunchy on the outside.
Yeah, that's the desired texture. I feel like a lot of people miss that.
Yeah, and that's how you achieve that. You microwave them, you cut them into 4 pieces, or like 8 pieces if they're big potatoes, and microwave them for 4 minutes, and that's how you achieve that.
Internet Shaquille has an interesting contrary idea to that, but that's fine. There are different ways to get to the same place.
Well, I'm curious, what's the other idea?
Well, maybe we should save that for if we ever have him on.
We could talk about it both. I mean, I feel like if it's relevant, we should talk about it now, especially because I'm really curious.
Oh, well, I'll just go ahead and link it and you can watch it because it's a really good recipe. I've tried it before. It's fantastic.
I feel like the audience is going to be curious now too, though. I don't know.
I'll link it in the show notes.
Jesus Christ. All right. Why aren't your potatoes crispy enough?
It's a legitimate question.
All right. If you want to know more, because Lars won't share it with us now, watch the video that's in the show notes. Even though
I
Lars
just feel like watching video content on an audio podcast just doesn't really work. That's why.
But you could just tell. Is it? I feel like it's like a simple thing. Is it like you? Is it like really simple? Like you put breading on them, or like put flour on them, or something? Or is it like really complicated?
You have to watch the video to find out.
I see. Okay.
I've thought about in the future, by the way, getting a setup where we have a video recording of some sorts and we can pull up stuff on air. Like, I feel like a lot of times we'll reference like pictures and videos and stuff, and it'd be cool to have something that is able to show them as people watch it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we could do that. People have told us if we had a YouTube channel that I think if we had a YouTube channel, it would do well.
Yeah. Yeah. People tell us that all the time.
Maybe we should do that at some point.
I just really like the idea, though, that on the other hand, that people who are listening to this in their car or while they're doing something else don't have to have their phone or their TV screen or their computer screen open to consume the show. I think that's like the one thing that makes podcasts a little bit different. So it's like a conflict in my brain.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're right. I mean, when I'm listening to a podcast, I like that it doesn't have video because I don't have to. I could do something else while I'm doing it, and I'm not losing out on anything. I feel like if there was a video, it's like when I'm watching Josh from Let's Game It Out, and I'm doing something else at the same time, like playing Minecraft on our brand new Minecraft server.
Mm-hmm.
I
Minecraft.t1podcast.com if you wanted to go to that server.
Oh, is that a thing?
Yeah, I'm going to make it a thing.
All right.
So what that's going to do, by the way, since it can't link directly to it, is it's going to take you to the channel on our server that has all the relevant details for getting connected, for finding out what the hotspots are, the cool places of interest in the server.
We have I spent like 6 hours last night building a Skyfort.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my God, you would not believe the Skyfort.
And let me put it this way. 6 hours is enough to talk to many women. So he's making a huge sacrifice for the fans, guys.
I'm not making a sacrifice. Because I was talking to women at the same time.
Oh.
So.
Any hot ladies? Are they hot?
One or two.
Out of how many?
I have an active social life. All
okay,
right?
I was going to say one or two out of three. That's fine. One or two out of 20. Maybe not so great.
What's the question? What are you asking me?
I was just saying that we have a Minecraft server.
At minecraft.t1podcast.com.
People have been asking for that for a good year at this point, honestly.
That's true. Honestly, like since the beginning of the show, people have been like, Minecraft server when? And at first we were like, oh, what's the use? Lars, you need to get Minecraft.
I don't even own Minecraft.
You need to get it. So we could play together. It is honestly pretty fun. I think you might enjoy it.
And then Jakiki on the server was like, hey, you guys want a Minecraft server?
Hey guys, here's your Minecraft server.
And we were like, yeah.
Hell sure. Yeah.
And he's like, okay, I got everything set up. I got this server with nice specs. It's gonna be up 24/7. Just give me like half a day. I'm sorry that it's taking so long. And then
thank you for doing that for us.
Thank you for your selfless devotion to this. I never appreciate it. It's fantastic.
And so we've just been playing Minecraft.
Yep.
Right now we have this. By the time you listen to this episode, it's probably going to be like way more developed. So you might go into it, and right now I'm talking about it, and I'm saying, "Oh, we have a Skyfort." And then, like, by the time you listen to this episode and it comes out, it's going to be like a giant castle in the sky.
Thousand-person dictatorship in the social system. Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah, giant farm of,
Go play Minecraft, guys.
Go play Minecraft. So, should we talk about how we're sponsored now?
Sponsored?
Well, we...
By Audible?
Sponsored. Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about our Audible sponsorship.
Well, I meant not Audible.
What's wrong with Audible, Joe? They've been fantastic to us. They've offered a great deal to our fans. Audible wants to give you a free book on our behalf today. For free. That's free as in beer, not free as in freedom. Go ahead and check them out on our behalf. You can get any book in the Amazon audiobook library today. You can listen to it while you're driving. You can listen to it while you're editing. You can listen to it while you're gaming on the Minecraft server at minecraft.t1podcast.com and more. Guys, it's free. It doesn't cost you a penny. If you want to keep the service, they start at very affordable monthly rates. But otherwise, you get the book. Go ahead and check them out.
Audibletrial.com/T1podcast for your free audiobook today. I was actually on Facebook this morning, and I asked some type of question, like, does anyone know this or that? And I don't even really remember what I asked. And somebody said, oh, if you are really interested, there's a book out there called I don't remember the name of the book, but I Googled it because I wasn't really interested in reading a whole book. Let's be honest. Who has time for that? Who has the energy and, intellectual stamina to read, really? So,
well, I do. I just don't want to.
I just don't want. I'm lazy. Yeah. You know, I'm a lazy guy.
I'm not even lazy. I just don't want to read a book physically.
The first thing I noticed when I went to Google the summary of this book was it's on Audible.
Yeah.
Audibletrial.com/T1podcast.
Isn't that great? You never have to physically read a book again. Ever again. Unless you want to.
Unless you want to. I remember when I was in college, I was taking my freshman English class, and I like English. I like English a lot.
God, I hated English classes. The teachers I had in high school were such pretentious douchebags.
I liked my English teachers in high school. They were always the most down-to-earth people, except for my ninth grade English teacher, but all the other ones were super cool.
Yeah, I got really unlucky. Anyone who went to Huntington Beach High School, you know exactly what I'm talking about with those people. This one guy was obsessed with the fact that he went to Pepperdine, and every day he talked about Pepperdine and about how his wife went to Pepperdine. It was awful.
Like Pepperidge Farm. Pepperidge Farm has a university?
I don't know. I feel like having an ego in front of a bunch of high schoolers is really dorky, you know?
It's like, what do you have to prove? Why are you doing this?
It's a bunch of little shits who don't care. So just like, I don't know. Just don't. I don't know. I don't know what I'm complaining about.
You're right. Here's what I was getting at. I didn't have enough time to read A Brave New World, so I downloaded the audiobook and listened to it all in one night.
Yeah.
It only took a few hours. That's the amount of time it takes to watch a movie, really.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to comprehend more of it, I think.
Sure.
So it's a win-win. Audibletrial.com/T1podcast.
By the way, I think when you said that we're now sponsored, I think what you meant was we're now monetized.
That's what I meant to say.
Yeah, so you guys may have noticed some pre and post roll ads. The cool thing about those,
gone live?
Yeah, and I know they're kind of annoying at times, but I'm just going to say this because it's true, and they can't ding me for saying something that's true. There is a skip button on podcast apps. It is available to you. If you press it twice, the ad goes away. That's all I'm going to say. I don't want to encourage you to skip, but you can.
I don't want to encourage you to listen to more episodes because it helps us out. But if you'd like to listen to them continuously, that would really help us out.
Mm-hmm. And the ads are CPM. We get paid whether you sign up for whatever they're offering or not, or whether you check out the podcast they're offering or not, or whether
you go to like audibletrial.com/T1podcast.
Well, we get paid for that. So let's not go that far.
Well, I'm saying like, do that and also listen to the
the ads are there just to give us some passive income. We really appreciate it if you guys check them out. If you're not interested in the products, just skip such and such. That's fine.
Skippity skip, my darling. You know,
but they're there because we kind of want to be able to eventually reduce the amount of ad reads we can do if possible, because I know they get really repetitive. Like, how many times have you heard about Audible? It's a great service, but how many times have you heard about
audibletrial.com/T1Pod? It really is a great service.
But I'm sure you want to stop hearing about it at some point, so there you go.
And the more episodes that you listen to, the sooner we can stop talking about audibletrial.com/T1Podcast. Get your free audiobook today.
Lars and Joe McMoneybags are getting too bougie for us plebs in the chat. Shit.
Yeah, all of our millions that we've made. What?
I think people overestimate podcast income by quite a lot, by the way. Just pointing that out there.
Yeah, but when people hear that I do a podcast, they're like, oh, how many millions of dollars have you made? Like, only two.
I'm not getting a Rolls Royce because of the show or anything like that.
I'm getting a Rolls Royce because I deserve it. So,
all right. Anything else we should talk about?
Well, let me think. I feel like there might be one more baby topic in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what if we? Let me see. I mean,
it sounds to me like you want to get back to playing Minecraft immediately.
Well, that is what I'm doing right after this.
Okay,
but I feel like we've only been going for like an hour and 5 minutes or something.
Yep. And about 20 minutes of that is getting edited out. So,
well, so I feel like we should do like another little segment or something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's talk about our mini episode that we're starting to do.
Sure.
By this point, you might have heard a mini episode that came out, and mini episodes are something that we wanted to start doing to recognize, people that join us in our server. And people that we know about who might not have the hundreds of thousands or millions of fans that normally the people that we interview have, but they're so talented, they're so good that we wanted to have them on anyway to sort of talk about what they do. And so if on our mini episodes, you should check those guys out. They're so good.
Yep. Generally speaking, if we have a mini episode, you know, something that's 30 to 45 minutes, comes out on the weekend, which is when you'll be seeing them. For reference, if an episode comes out on the weekend, basically from now on, that's a mini episode to tide you over, and it's going to contain some sort of content creator who we like but just doesn't really have much of a reach yet. We want to signal boost them as much as we can, so go
so
ahead and
listen
check
to their episode
out.
On repeat all day long. It'll help them out and it'll help you out.
So our first mini episode was with a content creator named Efrio, who is a very, very talented virtuoso violinist, pianist, and more. He actually did the remix of our theme song, which
the one that plays now. I want to fuck this robot. I'm just kidding. I did that to as an editing joke for Lars, because he's either gonna have to take out that I said that or put in like a short clip of it or something.
You'll see what I'm gonna do.
Yep. Yeah. It's going to be something. We'll see. Or he'll do nothing with it.
No, you'll see. You'll like what I do with that.
It'll be a different audio clip.
I have an exact idea which audio I want to splice in there. That's going to be good.
All right. So that's
so
it. That's the only other thing I really wanted to reiterate is if you did want to go to any raves or festivals, just let me know.
Well, maybe let's say a couple months from now, because now is not the time to be doing fucking raves.
Just not now. Yeah, not now.
Like, guys, don't gather. Please. No, please. No second wave. Please. Just
several months from now, you want to take co-host Joe to a rave or festival or something.
Or you want to offer a chance for him to pay for his own ticket and, you know, contribute evenly. In the shirt.
Well, that is of course implied. That I wasn't saying pay for my festival ticket. I was just saying that didn't even occur to me. I wasn't even thinking about
I'm sure you weren't, Joe. Okay.
I feel embarrassed that you would even suggest that.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because why would I ask for somebody to... That's so embarrassing to imply that I would ask somebody to pay for my festival ticket.
Well, what if like Michael Coachella listens to the show and he wants to bring you to their festival?
Well, if he had a free ticket for me because he because it's named after him, I'd be like, that's cool. Like, I'll take the free ticket. But to imply that I would want people to pay for my festival ticket?
You wouldn't want Michael Coachella to pay for it?
He wouldn't pay for it. He would get it for free.
Exactly. So he's essentially paying for it.
No, he's not. No, but honestly, I am completely serious. Like, if anyone wants to go to a festival, I've always wanted to go to festivals. Obviously, I would have to. You'd have to be cool, but
if anyone wants to get a beer, let's go do that.
Just let us know.
Just anything. Society opens back up properly.
Yeah, Lars and I are so deprived of society that we're willing to hang out with just about anyone.
Complete opposite. You have to be like super cool. Maybe someone we've had on the show, but yeah.
Maybe somebody that we know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lars, did I mention that I finished a campaign of Adventure Capitalist at number one in the world?
Wow.
Yeah. Hit number one. Actually, I think I finished at number two, but right before that, I was number one. I was at number one for a great long while.
Yeah. I came in, I think, fifth in the last event.
What?
I think I came in fifth the last event.
Oh, you play?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Very easy game. Very, very something you can just do kind of mechanically.
Yeah. Yeah.
The only real strategy is on the moon when you want to prioritize oxygen bars.
I don't play it anymore. I played it.
So as of the last event, which ended like today,
It's been weeks since I've played. It was the last one that I've played, not the very last event.
As I say, the last event ended, I think, 12 hours ago.
Yeah, I didn't play that one.
I feel like Adventure Communist would be more up your alley.
I've played that one too. That's a good one too.
Mm-hmm.
You collect potatoes.
That's
a good one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I feel like that was a good little last snippet.
Okay.
Joe and Lars beg the guests to hang out with them. I'm just kidding. That's not what.
All right, bud.
Yeah. All right. Should we close it out?
I think we should. If people wanted to wear the podcast, Joe, what's the best way to do that?
Merch.t1podcast.com. If you're looking for a shirt, it's a little shirt to wear on your torso, we sell them in all sizes, or a sweatshirt to wear over that shirt, maybe a phone case or a tote bag to hold all your shirts and phone cases, go to merch.t1podcast.com.
Also, if you have Sixth Sense today, we got some new bonus episodes out this month, two of them actually, for the first time. Go ahead and check them out. One of them is a solutions episode. Another one is an in-depth look into the philosophy of Ex Machina, a 2015 movie that Joe thought was going to be terrible.
Yeah, I want to say, Lars said, let's review this movie, and all the movie reviews we've done were of awful movies. Mm-hmm. So I went into it thinking it was this horrible movie, and Lars went into it thinking it's a great movie, and wildly contrasting points of view. You do not want to miss this. It is honestly... No. Such a great episode.
Yeah, it actually turned out really good because of that. Because it's like, it's this impossibly bizarre situation where I couldn't have anticipated that. Because I thought he would have looked the movie up, but Joe thought, well, we've only done bad movies, so okay, this must
be
bad.
And I didn't want to look it up because I didn't want to, alter my review. I didn't want to see what the rating was, what the review was.
Patreon.com/T1podcast gets you the goods, gets you at least a dozen bonus episodes at this point. Early release privileges to episodes like this one, which, by the way, are monetization free. If you listen to them early access, they don't go up on our audio boom, which means you get them without the ads. New bonus.
That's right. Listen ad-free.
As well as a funny role on the Discord, a patron-only chat where we mock the plebs and we do dives and swim around in vast pools of coins a la Scrooge McDuck. Which I want to point out is not a liquid. Patreon.com/T1podcast.
Patreon.com/T1podcast. Today.
So, Joe, what are you going to do with all your bags of money now that we're monetized?
Pay off my credit card debt. So I went to Europe and I put the whole thing on a credit card.
Oh, damn.
And I figured, oh, this is only a couple months of discretionary spending. I'll pay it off when I get back. And then I get back and I get furloughed.
Sarah Lynn? Sarah Lynn?